Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Welcome to the Insight Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and in Hawaii, 6 p.m. And this evening, we've got a wonderful guest, a very, very special guest in an extremely important program. So I think you'll greatly appreciate the content of tonight's show. We want to thank our sponsors for this program tonight. Before we begin, let's give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings, and we thank you for everything that you've been administering to us. Tonight, we ask for a special anointing of truth, that it be told, that it rings out globally to bring your clarity and healing to we the people and nations that are besieged by those who do not follow in your righteousness. So we ask for a special blessing tonight, and everyone listening, we ask for your prayers also of support for the information and the informants that you'll be hearing from tonight, because the information is extraordinary, and this will be a very incredible show. So thank you, Creator, for this opportunity. Thank you for blessing us. May your words be our words. May our hearts be aligned with yours in tonight's important content. And may blessings come from the information disseminated here tonight, broadcast on bbsradio.com. Sherry, hi. How was your week?
My week was good. I've been pretty busy and working on this a great article. And I know thanks to our special guest tonight, I have more evidence that I'm going to
be sharing
with the world. And it's really important that everybody knows that. And I want to talk a little bit tonight about really why we're doing this and basically feeling like we're really alone in all of this. I mean, we have people that are contacting us.
Well, you know, we're not really alone. I know it gets to be a feeling that we are. I mean, our guest tonight also shared that feeling, but it seems now there's more and more and more people who are coming to claim this issue as an important issue for humanity. And so,
but they're not willing to put their neck on the line like we are. And
yeah,
I feel like
that's true.
That
in
rather
many cases,
than being like judged on, and for people out there saying we should stick to a higher level and
yeah,
a higher spiritual level and not even go there, I want
yeah,
those people to know that we are appointed to do this. I mean, God
yeah,
has definitely put us on the path to do this. It's not easy. It's extremely dangerous. And I don't have any fear. I know you don't either. And I know our guest doesn't have fear because we all trust in God.
The more we get into this, it's extremely, it's humorous in a sick and sad way. What is going on? I think the only way that you can reconcile it is to, you can't reconcile it by anything but the grossest satanic evil. But how do you deal with it from a human heart that's oriented to love? I think you've just got to sometimes look at it and laugh at these idiots and these characters and these literally murderers and Satanists. Now, folks, tonight's program, I'm going to ask for you to open your hearts and open your minds. Sherry's right. This week, my office, for example, we received two phone calls from people who love the work that we've been doing in 528 frequency, Love Revolution, 528 Love Revolution. You can go to love528.com and transpose music into the frequency of nature.
At 528records.com.
Love528.com is for the musicians. Love528.com will educate you as to what we're talking about here. But the challenge is that we have so many people, especially kind of like with a new age bent, that says all I need to do is think positively and surround myself with love and light, and I will be cared for. And folks, I can tell you that that is an indoctrination, and it's an occult scam, actually, that takes you out of the realization that we are together as brothers and sisters having to deal with all sorts of challenges in the world, and that when we turn our backs on any child that is murdered or abducted or sexually enslaved, or that we turn our backs likewise on Big Pharma's vaccination intoxication scam and genocide that's ongoing under the guise of public health, it's really the same. There's an element that we the people need to confront with lots of love and light and truth that shall set us free the darkness that has enslaved humanity. So that's what we're really doing. And so there we have not just critics that we're going to be exposing tonight that are the most violent and the most fluent of criticisms against myself. Our special guest tonight is Barbara Hartwell. Sherry and Barbara have been in contact now for several weeks, and that the information we're going to be relaying tonight, I suppose most of it has to do with Barbara's long time struggle against these forces of darkness that have attacked myself. How Sherry and I got into this, actually, I can thank Sherry probably for my life at this point, because it was back in 2007 that I published the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. In that book, which has the real Da Vinci Code in it, and in my opinion and the opinion of lots of people worldwide who are advancing the 528 love revolution, the knowledge that is in this book that has been confirmed by the world's leading mathematicians and physicists that say that Horowitz is right, that the core creator frequency, certainly celebrated by all the botanical world and nature, is 528 hertz frequency or nanometers of light. It's the heart of virtually everything in a musical mathematical matrix that can set humanity free, just like Tesla said, if humanity only knew the power of the threes, sixes, and nines, it would be a completely different universe. Likewise, 528 is a six. It's called the Miracle Six in music. It's called MI6 if you're a British Secret Service. That's how they got their name. And if you understand miracles and the miracle of love is a energy of spirituality, a blessing that can set humanity free. In essence, this is why John Lennon was assassinated, persecuted first, and then assassinated, because all he wanted to do was preach love and not be falling victim to the victims that, to the victims of Satanism that we're going to be talking about tonight, and the people who enslave all of us with insanity, lunacy, hypocrisy. The COINTELPRO CIA FBI agent provocateurs who utilize some very interesting techniques we're going to be uncovering and discussing tonight. And that is essentially the truth, the greatest truth to help us get beyond the deception, the illusion, and lift the veil of satanic sorcery that has kept humanity enslaved.
And I just also want to point out that there's certain people that have sent emails and said things about me stating that, you know, that I'm responsible for all the stuff that's happened as far as the dark side coming at you.
That's not the case at all. Matter of fact, I never met Sherry Kane until 2009, and it was in 2007 that a Knights of Malta list was forged by a man named Greg Zemanski, alias Eric Samuelson, who is one of the agent provocateurs that we'll be discussing tonight, part of a larger group that is, according to the evidence that the three people on this program tonight are looking at, it implicates largely at the top Ted Gunderson.
And above that, it implicates the Bush-Cheney Rove cartel.
And, of course, beyond that, the old money in Europe, the Rothschild League of banksters. But the reality of the Illuminati's control over we the people through all of the methods of deception and weapons of mass destruction, that control ultimately has to filter down to the grassroots, whereby we the people make choices for ourselves and our family, our loved ones and our communities and ultimately our nation. And that if we can't understand what is happening, if we can't pierce this veil of insanity and hypocrisy, and criminality. If we can't diagnose, that means to see through to the root of the disorder, then we can't effectively treat it. We can't go on. We can't prevent it. We can't move to where the calling of 528 love, peace on earth, shall ultimately take us according to the prophets and the prophecies and the way I feel that it is unfolding right now in a blessed way. So again, for those of you who have a uncomfortable sense when we deal with the darkness, I've got to tell you, as I mentioned to these wonderful customers of HealthyWorldStore.com this week, I called them personally and I said, you know, I appreciate your support. I appreciate the products that you buy in the store that keeps our ministry going. But I have to tell you that our ministry is very special. It deals with the world's worst news, the most horrific realities that we need to light of love and truth into, but it also deals with the world's greatest news. And that's why when you receive the newsletters, and why I urge you, everyone tonight, to get on HealthyWorldStore.com and sign up for the newsletter, because we'll have this information discussed tonight in a wonderful newsletter in advance of the conspiracy conference also that we are preparing for and looking forward to, whereby, in my humble opinion, Sherry Kane is going to pull the carpet out, as she's already doing, from underneath the entire conspiracy industry. And let the chips fall where they may, those people who are the enemies of tonight's guest and ourselves, that set us up, that harass us, that libel and slander us, these people shall have to account for their covert operations and their satanic ideologies. So let's get on and introduce our guest tonight, Sherry, please.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So everybody, we have Barbara Hartwell. She is an amazing writer and a journalist, and she has been dealing with the same group of people who have contacted us and threatened us and put Dr. Horowitz on a fake Knights of Malta list, and they've been harassing her for years. So Barbara, tell everybody out there about your experiences with these people and how you came to know them and how they came into your life.
All right. Well, first I should say that I got out of CIA in 1994, and I was in there for 25 years of my adult life. So it was a long time, and it took me a lot to get out. I had to fight my way out from these people, and they truly are evil. So anyway, come to 1997, I went out for my first real big public speaking engagement in which I was going to start exposing something to a large audience, and that was the Global Sciences Congress in Denver in, I believe it was August of 1997. That was it. And that's where I met Ted Gunderson. Now, there was a very bizarre set of circumstances connected to meeting Ted Gunderson. I'm sure, looking back on it, that it was a setup. I mean, from the beginning, the conference organizer had said to me, I was invited sort of at the last minute, you know, and I was the so-called mystery speaker, the mystery guest. But they told me that my speaking slot would depend on somebody named Ted Gunderson, whom I've never had heard of at that time. Never heard of him. And so anyway, he was mentioned like right up front. And then I go there and I meet Ted Gunderson. And at first I thought, oh, what a wonderful person. You know, he's this former FBI agent and he's exposing the government corruption. And he's a very charming man. You know, he can be. So, you know, I was taken in. Are you there?
Yeah, you know, I was taken in too, Barbara. I considered Ted the same exact way. My experience of him, a very charming man, very nice man, kind of like a warm, fuzzy kind of teddy bear character that I always enjoy seeing and hugging and saying, how you been? And, you know, just spending at least 5 or 10 minutes with Ted catching up. And I couldn't believe it when I learned that Greg Szymanski, who was the forger, ended up being this person connected through a network of agent provocateurs, CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO agent provocateurs, whereby they were virtually all reporting to Gunderson.
When I first told And when I first told him, I said, you know, the person behind these people is Ted Gunderson. He said, no. I mean, he said, that can't be, And I said, why? He goes, he's a really nice guy. No. And I said, I'm telling you, I said, I went and I realized who all these people were connected to and where they worked, and it comes down to Ted Gunderson. And he said, I have never personally met Ted Gunderson, so I have no opinion of him at all. I didn't even know really who he was. And so I said to him right away, do you know who Ted Gunderson is? And his answer to me was, no, I mean, I've met him before, but you can't say that he's behind. I said, yes. And he was just shocked.
Okay. But let me tell you something. Now, Len, you've known him. You must have known him at least since the same time that I did, around 97 or 98, right?
I believe 96 was the first time I met him when I came out.
So
with
you
the
knew him before me then?
I probably met him at the beginning of me going on the lecture circuit in the American Patriot Network. I went to the first meeting in 96 where I met Terry Reed, and I gave him a copy of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And, man, I can't believe that I did that, now knowing all the operations about CIA and the way that the intelligence community operates. I virtually fed them with everything necessary to put me out of business, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I'll tell you something about Ted Gunderson. I think this is an important point. I believe the reason he's been so successful, aside from the fact that he was the head honcho, I call him the COINTELPRO kingpin, Ted Gunderson. But again, Ted has a tremendous amount of charm. You know, Ted broke my heart. He just broke my heart. Because I loved Ted as if he was like a father. I thought he was like a hero, you know. And but anyway, I had to break off my association with him. I worked with him for almost 3 years. And finally, at the beginning of 2000, I discovered some things that were very, very devastating to me. Some things that he was involved in and some of the things that his cronies were involved in. And in good conscience, I could no longer continue to have any association, not a friendship and not any kind of professional association.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was that he did that really bugged you?
Okay, well, you know, I have some trepidation. I can say this now. I have some trepidation about discussing some of this on the radio. I have written about it. The last time I tried to talk about it on the radio, that's when I was thrown off, pulled the plug. Alex Jones pulled the plug on me. It wasn't Alex Jones' program. It was Jeremy Floyd.
And Alex Jones pulled the program on Jeremy Floyd's show.
Yes, this was in 2003. And I got on the program. Okay, one of the things, I can talk about one of the things that is a little less hot, let me say it that way, is that
Barbara, you have everyone's permission. You have everyone's permission, including the network director.
This is an alternative radio.
You see, we have
okay.
BPS Radio is associated with folks who don't mind at all. In fact, are committed to having all the truth be told. And so please don't feel at all intimidated, and my own personal feeling is, if not now, when? The truth, the full truth, nothing but the truth shall set us free, so we encourage...
That's, no, that's true. I'm just concerned because of things that have happened in the past. The first thing I can tell you is that basically something was revealed to me, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and I'm sure you understand that.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of the information that I get about bad guys, you know, about satanic bad guys and all those kind of people, I've always had the ability. I have gifts of the Spirit that God gave to me. And in any case, some information was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit after I heard, this is making me nervous now, but anyway, in about 1999, let me go back a little bit, in about 1999, I believe it was, I was on a radio show, and it's called the Expert Witness Show. Have you heard of it, with Mike Levine?
No. But okay, I've heard the name of Mike Levine. I don't know if it's the same one or not.
Yeah, Mike Levine was a former DEA agent, and he wrote a couple of books, like The Big White Lie. Anyway, I was on his show. This is about 1999. And Mike had asked me to line up some of the show was about CIA mind control. That was the topic, and it was a series of programs. And I believe he had Eric Olson's son on, was one of the guests, all right? And I forget his first, Eric Olson.
Are you talking about Frank Olson?
Frank Olson's son, Eric Olson.
Eric, okay, from Maryland, from the Fort Dick area, Maryland.
Frank Olson was the CIA person that was murdered.
Yes, I spoke with the son, too.
With the MK Ultra program.
Yep, you know, I'm familiar with that.
Anyway, so we had a few people on, and Ted Gunderson. Now, I chose Ted Gunderson. Now, at that time, of course, we were still friends, and I didn't have any kind of bad feelings at that time. So I lined him up to be a guest on the program. And we also had lined up Jim Keith, who is now dead. And something very bizarre happened, very bizarre, that this was in September, okay? I think Jim Keith died in the middle of September 1999. Is that correct, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. In any case, what happened was I was the only person in the studio because I lived in New York State at the time. I lived in Woodstock, New York. So I drove down with a bodyguard to go live into the station in New York City. So in any case, we could not get a hold of Jim Keith. He was all scheduled. He was, you know, and he's one of the most famous conspiracy researchers, and he did wonderful work. In any case, he never called in. We tried to reach him. We couldn't reach him. He just wasn't there. You know, in other words, we couldn't reach him on the line. He was supposed to be on with us. So then I get a call. This a couple weeks go by. I get a call from Mike Levine, who tells me, "Oh my God, you know, look what happened to Jim Keith." That was the first I had heard of it, and I had a terrible feeling. Just a terrible shudder.
He was assassinated after that.
What's that?
Are you saying that he was assassinated at that time?
I believe, he had a bizarre accident, a mysterious accident at this Burning Man festival. I forget where that is. But what happened is that this is before he died, okay? He was still alive when, for some mysterious reason, he failed to call in for the show, and we could not reach him. We never found out why. The next thing we know, he was dead.
Wow.
So now,
Ted Gunderson had something to do with that?
Well, I wouldn't even presume to speculate. I'll tell you what happened, and people can make of it what they will. So what happens is we cannot reach Jim Keith. This is Mike Levine and me that are in the studio. We cannot reach him. So he said, "Well, what are we going to do? We have to get another guest to take his place." And so, you know, we called Ted Gunderson, and Ted Gunderson provides another guest to take the place of Jim Keith. It's John DeCamp. Okay, so now I never knew John DeCamp ever. You know, I had never met him, never spoke to him, nothing. All I knew about him was he was a friend of Ted Gunderson. So then we start talking about all these issues, and DeCamp starts saying these things that are just, I'm listening. And one of the things that he said, which I was absolutely shocked and also disgusted, was he was saying that Henry Kissinger was one of the good guys or something along those lines. Not one of the good guys, but he was actually defending Henry Kissinger.
Wow.
Because somebody else who was on the program was a mind control survivor. her name was Sue Ford. She was also on the program. In any case, she was talking about her horrible experience with Henry Kissinger, and DeCamp comes on and starts talking about this guy as if he's like an A-OK guy. And so I said to myself, something's wrong with this guy, DeCamp.
Yeah. Let me interject this, Barbara, just for the listeners. John DeCamp is the counsel in the famous case of the Franklin cover-up. He wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up.
He was also the senator of Nebraska, or was the former senator of Nebraska.
Yeah, the state senator. And more importantly, insofar as CIA and Henry Kissinger, John DeCamp was assigned to work under William Colby, CIA director under Kissinger in the White House. And it was 1969, if you remember my work in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, it was Kissinger who ordered the development of the AIDS-like and the Ebola-like viruses through the CIA's project called MK Naomi, which was a subordinate part and went under the cover of the mind control public persuasion program called MK Ultra that Barbara is an expert in and was programmed in to serve that program by CIA operatives. Barbara can tell you more about that.
Here's the thing. I want to say this, and this is no news flash, certainly, but Henry Kissinger is a demon, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He's a demon. He's like Dick Cheney. There's no other way to possibly describe Henry Kissinger.
I agree.
So when I hear somebody...
Absolutely. And
talking
and for
about
those,
him like, oh, you know, he's not so bad or he's okay. I knew something was really wrong at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead and continue.
I'm getting an echo now on my line since I started to talk about this.
Well, it's probably Truod and Greg Szymanski listening in.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. But let me just get to the point, okay? The point that I wanted to make was that it was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit that John DeCamp was involved. He wasn't somebody who exposed this stuff. He was somebody who was covering it up along with Ted Gunderson. Mm. And he was involved. He himself was involved. And I was so horrified when this was revealed to me. That the next time I saw Ted, now this program was in the summertime, okay, it was, I think it was August of 1999, the program with Mike Levine. In any case, the next time I saw Ted was November of 1999. We both were going to be speakers at this conference in Philadelphia. So we met there, and then Ted invited me and my bodyguard to spend a couple of days at his son's house in New Jersey, which is right over the border of, Pennsylvania. So I told Ted, I said, I need to speak to you alone. So we poured ourselves a drink and we went out on the veranda because we were at his family's house. And all I said to him was this. I said, Ted, I have a piece of information that's from an unimpeachable source. I'm not going to tell you my source, but I'm going to tell you what I know, and all I need to know from you is, do you know about it? And so I told him what I knew. I said, did you know that DeCamp was involved? And he said, yes, I did know. And then, of course, I was shaking by this point, and I said, Ted, if you knew this, how and why can you possibly be defending this person? How can you do this? And then he started trying to, well, you know, he did a lot of help for the children. And I said, no, he didn't. He didn't do any help for any children. He's a criminal, you know.
Yeah.
And that ended it for me. That ended, it broke my heart, and it ended it for me because, you know, it's, if it's one thing, you know, you're talking about love before. Well, the reason I do what I do, the reason I go after these criminals is because I do love people and children and animals too. You know, I go after all of them because these are people are satanic and they're demonic, and there's nothing more devastating for a child, nothing more devastating for a child than to have some kind of, you know, sexual abuse, rape, torture. It ruins the child's life forever. I've known enough people. Thank God it didn't happen to me, but I've known enough people, including my sister, to know what it does, the damage it does, and you know it.
So,
you know,
folks listening, I want to interject something here, that the Franklin cover-up and the DeCamp and the Gunderson connections are dealing with the national, if not international, child trafficking network that involves...
Please enter your extended number. When done, press the pound key.
Gee whiz, that's interesting. Ma Bell clicks in, huh? So the content of tonight's program is now dealing with... Okay, I guess we lost Barbara. We pray that Barbara will be fine. At any rate... Folks, tonight we're dealing with the subject now that John DeCamp and Ted Gunderson are being discussed insofar as their association with a Church of Satan, initially now called Temple of Set, run by Michael Aquino, which is among the highest level officers of the United States military MKUltra program, and that this engagement in a satanic child trafficking network is where the evidence indicates the approximately 50,000 or more children are disappearing annually in the United States alone. There's 500,000 unexplained disappearances.
250,000 unaccounted
for. There are 250,000 beyond that are accounted for. But when you look at what
hello?
Hi,
yeah.
Barbara, you're back with us. That's great. Great to have you join us.
I'll tell you, I knew this was going to happen, and think when it happened, when I was talking about this stuff, right?
Right.
Right.
I was carrying on, and the Holy Spirit's with us, so I was just explaining that the numbers of missing children abducted, kidnapped, according to experts, put it conservatively in the tens of thousands, and so it's very ultra-conservative for us to say that tonight's program is to... ideally expose the top-level military CIA, FBI, and Church of Satan officials that are responsible for thousands of children being abducted, sexually enslaved, and tortured, and murdered.
I want to just put out there that I also got really bad hits from these people in regards to their involvement with the child sex trafficking and pedophilism. If you look at the pictures that they put out onto the internet of the young boys that are put into bondage, I mean, who would, I mean, actually take pictures like that and put them out to the public? And what was the purpose of them getting it out? Was it to create fear in people? It was actually, I know the Franklin cover-up was created as a distraction for something much larger. But we look at those pictures, and you have to know that these people are all so sick and twisted, and that they can, you know, take these pictures and let them out and give them to the boy's mother and circulate them all over the internet and on porn sites and get it out to the public happening.
Let me interject an important point for everybody to understand. What Sherry is talking about is fear induction through mass media persuasion that puts you into a state of dysfunction. And that is one of the two main objectives of the COINTELPRO operators led by Gunderson, involving Timothy Patrick White, Dr. Truot, Greg Szymanski, and about a half a dozen other CIA, FBI agent provocateurs involved here. And the second primary function of what they do is to confuse everything and to discredit everything, including themselves. And ultimately, what's left in your brain is such confusion that the only reasonable thing for you to do is check out. Basically, turn it off. Become apathetic. And then, that way, participate in a conspiracy of silence that has kept these children disappearing and we, the people, ultimately enslaved to a mind control operation operating on behalf of multinational corporations.
I also want to...
And you know what? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. We're here.
Okay. What I wanted to say, that you're absolutely right, Len. And the other part of it is they try, of course they failed with me, but they try to use intimidation tactics. They use like a stalker, like this Tim White is a stalker. And he's a total psychopath. He's a whack job. And, you know, they send a guy like this. He would never dare to come near me. I wouldn't like to tell you what I'd do if he came near me, and he knows it. He wouldn't dare to come within any distance of me.
Barbara, it's so funny that you say that, because when he called me to threaten me on my cell phone, I had the information from you that he was a cross-dresser. So
uh-huh.
I said to him, and he called me up basically calling me a whore. And I said, well, if anybody is a whore, it's you, Timothy Patrick.
Right. Right?
You're the one that likes to dress up like a whore, which means you like to get big dildos up your rear end. And he's all of,
oh,
you know,
my God. Well, you know, that was... These characters, you couldn't make it up.
They discredit themselves, which makes us seem like, you know, why are we talking about these people that are just clowns and nobody really takes them serious and nothing really gets done? That's part of the whole thing. They're a joke and everybody takes them as a joke, but in reality, they're part of a much bigger picture, which
yes.
is the most
well,
serious
well,
issue
exactly.
on the planet.
And there's another issue, too, here, Sherry, and that is there's a reason they use amateurs like Tim White. Okay, not all of them are amateurs. Obviously, some of the other people are professionals. White is a rank amateur. The reason they use people like this is because they can plausibly deny that, you know, he's a whack job. Anybody can look at him and see. Okay, so the point that you brought up that discredits the whole thing, that's part of it. And of course, they can cut him loose any time. He's nothing
right.
to them.
Yeah, but they continue
and
to keep him and protect
what,
him.
What they'll do is they'll feed his ego, and then they'll make up a tale. For instance, I'm sure they've told all these little provocateurs all these tall tales about me. Oh, you know, she's CIA, and she's this, and she's that. And they'll create a vendetta. They will like plot and hatch a vendetta because they're ruled by their emotions. They're not logical, and
yes.
because they're
yeah.
amateurs, they don't know what they're
yeah,
doing.
Let's spend 1 minute and just tell everybody in the audience all the wonderful labels that they've given us. I'll start with myself. I am a Jew traitor who's knighted by the Pope in the Vatican.
Okay,
Sherry, why don't you go next? What are you?
I'm obviously they called me a whore and a slut, but I'm also worked for the
MI6
and Mossad. I worked for the Mossad, MI6.
They made a mistake with the Mossad first, I guess, unless they're saying that MI6 is part of the Mossad.
And then they said that my name was Sherry Temkin Kenzelberg, and they got some name because they found a Sherry Kane that lived in Los Angeles who was 53 years old, and I'm not near 53 yet. But they thought that that could be me, so they spread that around the internet. And then they also spread around that I was married in the 90s to a guy when I had a restaurant, and they totally like took out a whole complete decade of my life, and they neglected to add that on, so they only know about one part of my life, but they don't know anything else. They don't know, they tell me that my maiden name, which is Kentelberg, never was.
How about Gunderson?
I think they tried to find the most Jewish name they could find.
Oh, sure, absolutely. But what about Anthony Hilder, who is partnered with Gunderson in this aircrap.org scam?
Right.
That they then now have a video of you,
yeah,
sharing.
They have a video of me. They're being accused of protecting the pedophiles, and the video, which is called "Let the Truth Be Told," comes on the air, and you have Hilder in his toupee. He's 100 years old. He's covered up. He's hiding behind this toupee, like a beast toupee. And he says, "Oh, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, Sherry Kane is he called me a 6.5. He said that I was like Monica Lewinsky." And he said, that I was really Len was a really nice guy, and
I'm a nice guy, but she's my handler.
But I'm the handler, and basically, how could they ever call you a nice guy when in 2007 they created the fake Knights of Malta list before you even met me?
Yeah.
So they're trying to blame me and set me up for saying, well, if something happens to Dr. Horowitz, well, you know who's behind it? It's her.
Yeah, they're doing that too. Barbara, you're next. Go ahead.
I can't even remember. The list goes. I've been called the most frequent thing that I've been called. Of course, everybody. I've read it on the internet for 10 years now. All these people, according to these people, I'm just CIA. CIA. I never got out. I'm CIA. Of course, that was the only thing they could probably think of to say that anybody might believe, because they couldn't impugn my sanity.
Here's the crazy.
And they couldn't intimidate me, so there was really nothing left. There was nothing left except for to say that I was CIA, and so I'm a CIA disinfo agent. And of course, I'm a slut and a whore, according to the, just like with any woman. You see, they're misogynists, every last one of them. They're racists and misogynists, and specifically, I would call them Jew haters.
They're big time.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I think they're human haters and love haters because they're completely engaged in the Church of Satan and what they call, the evidence shows, they're Bible believers, quote unquote, the brothers in the Bible believers churches that are literally satanic.
You know, there's this guy named Doug Millar, who is part of their group.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
He came out last year, before we were even, like, onto this research, at the conspiracy conference, and he started heckling Dr. Horowitz in the audience, screaming out, like, you know, you're a Knight of Malta, and you're, in front of the audience. And Len didn't really – Len just thought, oh, well, this guy's just, an individual who's got –
I knew Doug Millar. I had no idea that he worked intimately with Ted Gunderson. And I just thought of Doug Millar as kind of like a fairly ignorant, kind of white trash, a fellow who is lame, that he's missing some portion of his brain. Because over the years...
Well, Len, I've known him. I've known him for over a decade. No, more than... I've known him for maybe 13 years, Doug Millar. Okay? And I can tell you what he is. He's a low-level penetration agent. He goes to, like, Patriot meetings and takes license plate numbers. Okay? And... He's an idiot. Doug Millar is an idiot. That's all and I'm sure if you know him, you know that's true.
Well, and if you read his writings.
Yeah, it's right. He's had this one article. It was so ridiculous. It was the dumbest article we ever read. And in the article it said, oh, and he named like all these people, and then it had you, and it said, and by the way, Barbara Harlan, God bless her, she's still controlled by the CIA. She's still under mind control.
You know,
and it was like, we laughed at that. We're like, this guy is a freak.
Now, wait a second, folks. I got to tell you this. Now, we're talking again. We're featuring tonight. We are Ted Gunderson. And Ted Gunderson, his quote describing Doug Millar the accolade is that Doug Millar is the nation's leading expert in Michael Aquino, the leading authority in propaganda for the United States military, and the founder of the Temple of Set, an offshoot of the Church of Satan.
Well, I gave him such an elaborate title.
For a complete idiot. Can you imagine that?
He is an idiot.
He is a complete imbecile.
But Gunderson was trying to make him look like he was smarter and gave him a better title. I mean, it's still...
Gunderson knows he's an idiot. Ted told me. I remember Ted many years ago. I was on the phone with Ted. I don't remember what we were talking about. But something came up about Doug Millar, and Ted just said, he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Yeah, of course, but if he told that to everybody, then Doug Millar would be discredited for protecting Gunderson. So he has to promote Millar publicly.
Yeah, but Doug Millar is like a factotum for Gunderson. I mean, I see him. He's like a step and fetch it, you know, for Ted Gunderson.
A dog. That's what we call him.
Well, the barking dog is Timothy Patrick White.
Timothy Patrick White. And when Timothy Patrick White called me on my cell phone and I embarrassed him in front of his CIA buddy, CIA FBI cronies who were listening on that phone call, because the phone went silent and then he hung up.
And he never called back again.
He never called back again. We were laughing. But I know that at the beginning of the call when he called me, it was to blackmail me with some kind of an audio tape he said he got from this show. And, you know, on this show, they have to call, you know, we have to call in. There's no female operator that comes on. And they created this whole, like, weird recording of a woman who sounded like Tammy Faye Baker, like eating a sandwich with this guy, and they said it was me and Len. And so I put it on my website because it was hysterical. But he tried to threaten me with that tape, saying, "I'm going to get this tape out. It's a sex tape of you guys." I'm like, "Whoopie doo." I'm like, first of all, I know you don't have anything like that, but let's hear it." And then after that happened with Timothy Patrick White, that's when I got a call. Like, that's when I got an email from Truot, who said, "Now, Sherry Kane, you've really discredited yourself, and I have a tape of you." And he threatened me. So I knew they were working really intimately
together.
And
that's when they referred the emails additionally to Gunderson and Hilder to get them involved. And that's how we got
on. And Eric John Phelps and Timothy Patrick White.
And that's how the first time we realized that Gunderson was involved with these very low-level, very stupid people.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you something about this Ott. I never heard of this guy. Never heard of him until... Actually, I used to listen to a radio station, RBN, and I've been on some of the shows there. This is going back years, but, you know, it's Republic Broadcasting Network. So I was absolutely, you know, stunned when I start, they give this guy Truot a program. So I used to like have it on in the background, you know, RBN when I was doing housework or something. So I'm doing my chores and I'm listening, and I said to myself, something's not right with this guy. And the next thing I know, I see that he's bringing on Ted Gunderson, John DeCamp, and Doug Millar. Bingo! I said, now I know what's wrong with the guy.
They always expose themselves. It's like so obvious.
Yeah.
And he went after that and he started sending emails. Now, he supposedly has a business online, a health business, selling health alternative health products. He wrote a story stating to Greg Zemanski, who interviewed him, saying that he felt that Len was a Knight of Malta because after he had a laboratory that was raided by the FDA after Len came to visit it.
Which I don't have the greatest memory. I mean, so I thought, well, maybe he's telling the truth. So I asked my ex-wife, Jackie, whether or not she knew anything about that. She says, no, Len. She said, we never visited him. So it's kind of like they made that whole story up.
They made it up. And are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. And so they made up this whole story. And so then he started putting these rants in about how, you know, that we're Jews and the Jews are the spawn of Satan. And, like, I mean, really anti-Semitic stuff. Like, why do you believe in Jesus? He was a red hair with blue eyes because, of course, Odd had red hair and blue eyes. And it was like he just went on and on. I'm thinking, this guy has a business online. Why would he send these incriminating emails to an investigative journalist who can post them? Either one, he has
no... You
know
what? If you look at this guy's face, okay? I took one look at his face. You can see the demon. Can't you see it?
Well, I thought he looked like a police officer or like a detective in some way. But, yeah, there is some very evil thing about
the
him.
The first thing that I think is a balk is the name. Why would a parent name a child True unless it was false?
Honestly. Yeah, that sounds like a definite, like, fake name.
It's
Dr.
a fake name.
True Not.
Yeah.
True
Not. And that's the thing about these guys have multiple aliases, multiple email addresses, and they use all of them. So you think there's an army of idiots instead of just a handful of idiots attacking you.
Well, exactly. And that Tim White, he uses Patrick Alexander, George Metesky. I don't remember the other ones. And then there's another one. There's another one of these demonic characters. His name is Todd Fahey. He's the one that's in with that Zena Carpenter and Tim White. Yeah. And they use that site. I don't believe there is a, quote, Zena Carpenter. I know for a fact that this Fahey, Todd Fahey, is using Zena Carpenter as an alias because he wrote all kinds of libelous, outrageously libelous reports, so-called, about me and posted them on that site, and they were written by him, not by Zena Carpenter. No author was identified.
Yeah, and another very famous name is Eric John Phelps, is the theologian for anti-Semitism and racism that they all love.
He
wrote the Vatican Assassins. And the clone, the ideological clone, his name is Craig Oxley, that has an alias of Colloidal Silver at email, I think is gmail.com, who infiltrates our network to try to discredit Oxy Silver and my work with the most advanced silver hydrosols. And they have all of these agent provocateurs engaging various aliases, various names, but they're saying the same thing, and half of them write like a first grader. I mean, for goodness sake, it's completely embarrassing, and that's the purpose. They are discrediting every piece of information that they can possibly discredit, as well as every person.
Well, that's true. And, you know, that this Craig Oxley and Eric Phelps both have libeled me. Okay, and Craig Oxley is the old, she's CIA. Here's proof that she's CIA. And some idiot posted, one of the things that he did is some idiot posted my picture on this site, right? I didn't post it there. And then the title of the poster was Barb Somebody. And then he posts this on his site and take a look at this. She's doing this and she's doing that. Here's proof that she's CIA, just like what we said. And I was just reading it. I'm laughing. I said, what the hell? You know?
And you know what else he did?
Idiotic.
They're totally idiotic. But I know that Oxley, he made a video and he's talking about how I've infiltrated Len and that that the CIA uses good-looking women to control men and you know, to get them to do what they want, and then, you know, basically that's when, you know, they can you know, off them or whatever.
But you know what, Jerry? The funny thing about that, it's not true in your case, but CIA does do exactly those kind of things. And see, that's why a person like this could put out, oh yeah, they're going to send a good-looking woman to infiltrate somebody that they want to target. That's exactly what they do. And so they know that when they put this out, even though it's a lie, people are going to say,
that's
right.
But here's the funny part where he made himself look stupid when he said, I mean, take, for instance, Bill Clinton. You know, Hillary Clinton is a good example of that.
Yeah, right.
She's so beautiful. Hillary is just
She was used for her looks to manipulate. Not her brains. She was loose for her looks.
Well, see, the other thing, too, that I find absolutely
outraged by this is on Craig Oxley's site, he has a section. It's divided into sections. And, of course, I'm posted all over the place in Agents of Deception, as you and Len are, too. Agents of Deception. But the other part is they have a category. It used to be called Black Crime and Grime, okay? And then they've changed it now to the Lower Races. in which they do nothing but write, you know, derogatory comments about black people.
Yeah. So, folks, what it is a divide the sheeple through all sorts of COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence propaganda and programming types of media persuasion, to get everybody to hate everybody, fear everybody, feel threatened by everybody. And that is what keeps we the sheeple going to the slaughter. And ultimately, what we need to do is we need to recognize that these people operate through fear, intimidation, and confusion, and ultimately stay focused on what it is that we want to accomplish, which in this case is put enough light on the darkness of child trafficking and this whole hideous tragedy of thousands and thousands of children disappearing, being abducted, and being made slaves. Ultimately, those slaves are probably, very probably, serving, as we have heard from various sources, high-level officials, the politicians on Capitol Hill, and those people in the White House, as well as celebrities. And the issue is, again, Barbara, maybe you could speak to this, is what part of Bryce Taylor's information is credible?
Okay. I think a lot of her information is credible. It's just, well, we don't have a lot of time left, do we? A lot of her information is credible, but she's one of the bad guys. She's in with Ted Gunderson, all right? And she created a lot of trouble for me. But if you just look at it, what she's reported, yeah, a lot of it is unfortunately true, because I've known people, other people, that came out of something like that. So it absolutely is, and I think it's really important. I want to say this, is that this has been going on, at least with this particular gang of agent provocateurs and you know, CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO people. For me, you know, they've targeted me for well over a decade, and you know, I hardly had any backup at all. I mean, I have a friend. He's my friend Gerald Sosby. He's a former FBI agent, a whistleblower, and I've known him for 10 years. He's my best friend. And up until you people came into the picture, nobody would, you know, except for him, there was really hardly anybody that would stand up behind me and had this, discovered the same information. I mean, saw it for themselves. I can't tell you how happy I am about this, because these people need to be exposed. Yeah, they need to be exposed.
Sherry,
there's no way to stop them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to
Sherry,
be exposed.
Sherry's got a comment, and I have an important statement also that we need to look at. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, when we now want to expose these people, each and every one of us has to be responsible in doing that, and the best way to do that is to recognize them, have that spiritual or even behavioral index measure of this hypocrisy and insanity. One way to do that is to watch their eyes. When they're lying or they're presenting in the media, particularly on video, you can see their erratic eye movements. And when you're watching an erratic eye movement, particularly to the right, they move their eyes to the right, which is your left as a viewer. If that is seen, you know very likely, according to experts, that the person is lying. When you see
absolutely
that happening...
And let me give you an example of that. Anthony Hilder, when I saw him on that video, I mean, talk about a liar, you know?
Yeah.
It was written all over him. I was sitting there laughing. I was laughing at how you know, blatant can you possibly get?
Yeah, and so that's a beautiful response, Barbara, and that's what I encourage everybody to start to laugh at liars, because it's kind of like Pinocchio, his nose grows and you laugh at a Disney film, but this is kind of like what's happening in real life. If you laugh at a liar, don't get plugged in, don't even get angry. You know, it's fine to get even, but you can get even by laughing, because they deserve to be discredited and essentially ashamed of what they do.
And I also want to tell everybody, when we first started finding out about this information, when after we just figured out who was behind the Knights of Malta list, and then after, you know, started to research it and it came into Barbara's blog, it was really strange how some radio personalities would refuse, that were actually, you know, very independent and were into the Patriot movement, would refuse to actually document our writing on this. I mean, they would document it.
Sherry's talking about Jeff Rentz now. And it hurts my heart to have it happen and even to say it on the air. But Jeff and I have for years, over a decade, been friends. And I felt that we were friends. In fact, in 2009, I presented an award to Jeff that I felt that he deserved for Alive H2O for a bravery in journalism. And when we started to come out with this information exposing Gunderson, White, Truot, Jeff, for the first time in a decade, refused to publish anything that I or Sherry wrote.
When he saw them, like, basically they copied him on some of the emails that they were sending, and he said, don't respond to these people. It's trouble. Don't do it. Don't go there.
And he encouraged me to not go where we are going now with you, Barbara, because he told me that he was afraid. He was simply intimidated. That's his story.
He wasn't afraid of exposing the Rockefellers and the people at the highest level,
He's not afraid of bringing KKK and anti-Zionist propagandists onto his program.
David Duke
on his show as a fairly regular. He's not afraid of doing that, but he's afraid.
I can tell you why, Lynn. Because what I do and what I've been doing for a long time is much more dangerous. And what you're doing, this is more dangerous. This is not, this is something that we're here laughing, you know. We're here laughing, but it's dangerous. These people are serious. I'm not talking about the clowns, okay, like Tim White, the buffoons. I'm talking about people like Gunderson and DeCamp. These people are some very dangerous criminals.
And so are you saying that Jeff Rentz, his statement to me that he simply can't do it, Len, because he was afraid, you think that that's where he's at?
Well, I sort of would rather not say, okay? I don't really want to make a comment on that. I can tell you this, that it was shown to me or told to me from way back, because I had a lot of friends that were on the Rentz show from way back. We're talking about a long time ago. It was told to me that I had been previously, you know, preempted. I was blacklisted from ever getting on certain programs because CIA put out the word, you're never to, and they don't do it openly. You know, it's not like, this is Mr. Johnson from the CIA, and we're here to tell you that you can't have Barbara Harwell. No, they get these little intermediaries. And these people are approached, especially alternative media, and they're approached and they're told, they're given a file or a list, don't ever have this person. And I'm on that list. So I've never gotten on into any of the real big programs.
Or don't talk about
not that
these
I
things.
Not that I wanted to be on the programs. It was just told to me. I had sources that told this to me, and then all my friends, all people that I know were on these programs, but not me. And then, of course, I've been banned, like by Alex Jones, you know, banned from GCN and pulled the plug on me.
Yeah.
It's a protection racket, okay?
These lists will also include like subjects you can't talk about and people talk about.
Yes, but the most important, you see, certain subjects are taboo, but more than the subjects are individuals. who they know are going to simply tell the truth. They don't work for anybody. They're not at the behest of anybody. They're not bought and sold by anybody. I mean, somebody like me or the two of you, we're just going to go on and we're going to reveal the truth of what we know, whether it's by personal witness or research or experience or investigation. No one's going to stop us from just telling the truth. And that doesn't fly, you know, because it's all controlled, or they're trying anyway. The controlled opposition, they have to control what can be told. They know it's going to leak out here and there anyway. They can't stop it. But so they have to put a spin on it. And that's what Gunderson, people like Gunderson are all about, and DeCamp. It's a containment operation and a protection racket. If you buy into the, if you become a supplicant in the protection racket, you're protected, and you can basically do what you want to do, but you've got to knuckle under to them. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, and that's, you know, sad, I guess. Barbara, I appreciate where you're coming from. I know it's the same place that Sherry is coming from. It's an honor to work with Sherry, so I appreciate you greatly. I know that this is a Holy Spirit, literally a direction from divine sources that keep us going. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it has not helped our business to engage the truth insofar as exposing satanic manipulators and child killers. So it's really, this is a calling, it's a humanitarian effort that we make. It's a commitment to the Creator to live in faith, not fear, and to serve honorably, to try to bring literally sanity and, as well as peace to this incredibly manipulated world. So,
and really what's really sad is there's journalists like Danny Casolaro who are murdered and nobody even gives it a second thought and questioning why was that man murdered, looking at the same stuff that we're looking at. I mean, he got into it deep, but this man didn't even have a chance. And there's others like him out there that don't even have a chance.
And there are journalists, my friend Don Harkins in Idaho, Edward Harley, these people, this is where they plugged me into frame me in Harley's murder. He was the world's leading financial whistleblower who was blowing the whistle on the Bush cartel, and he was murdered. That's how, again, I started to get, and because of Sherry's work and exposing these people, started to really look at this very, very seriously and realize that my own life was in jeopardy.
Well, that's true. And I'd like to, do we have a couple more minutes?
Yes, we do, because there's no guests following us on BBS, so Don is kind enough to give us
what I wanted to bring up is a couple of these other I have to be careful of my language on this program, so I won't say it, but what can I say? Evildoers, okay? That's a good word. Ken Adachi and Don Nikoloff. These people are evildoers.
Don Nikoloff is actually on this network now in a different time slot and different satellite.
He used to come right after us.
He actually set himself up that way. And the sad reality is I was, again, very fooled and very disappointed in Nikoloff, because he was supposed to be our partner in advancing 528records.com and the whole 528 Love Revolution. He infiltrated me, my organization, and he then subsequently betrayed us. He took money that he was supposed to begin to produce albums. He actually took money and disappointed not just me, but a fantastic recording artist who was very much looking forward to producing her album in 528 via Don's studio. And
I'm getting somebody doesn't like this conversation either, because I'm getting little beeps on my phone. But I did want to say something about Don Nikoloff. I don't know Don Nikoloff, nor would I want to know him. But I do have mutual acquaintances with Nikoloff. And I was told from these people that he was spreading, he doesn't know me, okay? But of course he's a friend of Ken Adachi, who's the major, he's the primary PR shill for Ted Gunderson, is Adachi. And anyway, I hear that Nikoloff is spreading all these outrageous lies about me. And I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? He doesn't even know me. And then after some of the other conversations that I had with these mutual acquaintances, which are, will remain nameless, and I looked in the spirit, and I can tell you what I saw about Nikoloff. I saw a black magician. Very evil.
I did too. I said, those eyebrows, that's not normal. I mean, there's something demonic about him. And it's crazy because he came right after us on this radio show.
Every show
he was right after us. He stationed himself even before I came along working with Len. He was right there. He had his own show after this. He's on this network, but he's on another channel now because the hosts here were kind enough to, you know, ask him to move to another channel because it was just very uncomfortable for us to have him after we found out who he was and caught him saying horrible things about us on this network, lies.
Yeah.
He said that I had 400 aliases. He made up like all of these lies about me. He was interviewing Truant on this network. And so,
oh, God.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was crazy.
Well, I know other people. I'm not going to name any names, but I have a good friend who also has a radio show, who I think for a time was taken in by Nikoloff, and I said to him, "Mark my words," and this friend of mine was saying, "Oh, Nikoloff wants to talk to you," and I said, "Well, I don't want to talk to him," and that's the end of it. And, you know, it almost, this issue, you know, when you get these people like this and they can take people in, especially people who are pure of heart, you know, people that are patriots, they're trying to do the right thing. And a character like this Nikoloff comes along, and I could understand how maybe somebody could be fooled, you know.
But
people are very destructive. And they're not, they're liars, and they serve the dark side. The only way
Barbara, can you think of anything else to tell the listeners that might help them to discern when they're listening or watching this kind of a CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO agent?
Well, see, for me, it's been pretty simple. You know, in terms, the first thing I'd say is, you know, ask God for a love of the truth, invite the Holy Spirit into your life, and you will automatically see. You will see.
Good advice.
That's the most important thing.
Very good advice.
The spirit of discernment. That's what we need.
Yeah, well, let's end tonight with a prayer then. How about that? Does that sound good to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's do that. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We ask for every listener that listens to this program and BBS radio that we be blessed with this heightened level of the spirit of discernment so that we can discern truth from fiction and love from manipulation. We ask for this blessing so that we can save the children. We ask not only to save the children who are being abducted, but those children in our families and our communities who now need special guidance and special blessings because they have been intoxicated with mercury through vaccination. And we ask for a blessing to restore that health and to discernment so that we don't fall victim to the public health officials that tell us that vaccinations or any other psychological or physical manipulation is good for our health when it's not. We ask for the discernment to be able to discern media moguls, media manipulators, and propagandists, hosts on various radio television programs that we know in our hearts, and it is loud and clear that they either serve you, Heavenly Creator, or they serve the dark side. And if they serve the dark side, that you will instruct us, the Holy Spirit will guide us to immediately turn the channel to a different channel. We praise you for the glorious blessings you've administered tonight. And we thank you so much. In Yeshua's blessed name, amen.
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 Okay, well, thank you so much, Barbara. Sherry, you want to ask Barbara any last questions and before you t- tell folks about the sponsors and thanks to sponsors and call it a night.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Barbara, for being on the program. And I mean, it's been a blessing to have you come into our lives. And, you know, just you really are. I mean, I knew when I read your stuff, I knew when I, you know, even before we even started to contact each other personally, and when I read your stuff, I knew you were really telling the truth. And I used my spirit of discernment to figure that out. So I knew
Well, thank you, Sherry. And I'll tell you this. One last thing I want to say. You know, I have three grandchildren, and their parents, one of whom happens to be my son, they don't get it yet about the vaccinations. And so, I mean, you're putting the information out there, and, you know, I just pray for that more people will start listening and they'll get the information. I think it's very important.
Yes, and we pray that more and more people are going to be open to hearing the information and accepting it, that because it's a very dark thing as well. Hearing that about your doctors is just probably the most hideous thing people can hear. We all trust our doctors so much to hear that they may not have our best interests at heart.
Well, it's, you know, I haven't been to a medical. I can't tell you the last time I was a medical. I don't use medical doctors. I've always gone to naturopaths, and you know, I'm with you all the way on what you're promoting and exposing about all this, these drugs and the pharmaceuticals and all that. So I just admire what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Barbara, please tell everybody where they can go to read your blog.
Oh, okay. Let me see. It's Barbara Hartwell, BarbaraHartwell, VS, CIA, Barbara Hartwell, VSCIA, .blogspot.com.
And then, Sherry,
you can just put in a Google search, Barbara Hartwell versus CIA, and it'll come up.
Yeah, that's the best. Barbara Hartwell versus CIA in a Google search. And, Sherry, I think you've got some links to Barbara's stuff.
Yeah,
on.
I have a lot of Barbara's links to Barbara's blog on my website, sherrykane.com. That's SHERRIKANE.com. You can read my blog and hear about all the good things, but also the hideous things and all of the latest threats and things that are just happening out in the world. The worst of the worst and the best of the best.
Of the best. Tell people a little bit about the best of the best on 528 and Healthy World Store. Well, we'll end the program on an up note.
If we have a great way to partner with us, that's healthyworldaffiliates.com. You can sign up. It's free to join. You get the products on a discount. It's a great way for you to partner with us, healthyworldaffiliates.com. Also, if you want to get some of the best products in the world, as well as the best music CDs and, of course, Len's books, you can go to healthyworldstore.com. And if you want to transpose your music into the amazing frequency of 528, the frequency of love, you can go to 528records.com. To read more about what 528 is, you can go to love528.com. And if you want to read Dr. Horowitz's latest book, which is going to be available in hardcover in a few months. Right now, it's available on ebook online. You can go to thebookof528.com. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
thank you, Barbara.
And bless everybody.
Okay, well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Keep up the great work. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. It's a night. We wrapped it up now, and we thank you for joining us again next week, same time. We'll look forward to speaking with you on midnight, East Coast Tuesday. It'll be Wednesday morning, midnight, and here on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us on the Inside Hour. We love you. Spread the word, and spread the word of love. Yeshua's name, I praise you, Creator, for blessing this program and this audience tonight. Bye for now.